Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. Today we're gonna do a goal setting workshop. I'm gonna show you and guide you step by step through a process on how to set and achieve goals in each aspect of your life. We're gonna take the invisible and make it visible. I wanna show you how to take your dream, your desire, your ambition, your idea in your mind and turn that into reality in your life. That's the power of setting and achieving goals. And I wanna make sure you have goals that are exciting, that are compelling, that give you a sense of direction and purpose and meaning and allow you to grow and step into being the person you've always wanted to be and helps you attract and manifest the life and the vision that you have. You know, when I look back at my life, I've been so blessed to accomplish so much in each aspect of my life, and I give so much credit to the foundation of it, which has always been setting and achieving goals. I truly believe that anything is possible in your life. There's no limits in life, but the limits of our mind and our creativity and our imagination. That things that were once impossible, other people have been able to break through. Something that's impossible just means that someone's never done it yet. And whatever the mind can believe and conceive, it can achieve. And so the process I did many years ago when I was 17 years old, when I was fed up with my life, and I said, never again, no more, I'm no longer gonna settle in my life. I'm committed to creating a new life. That changed my life. I took out a journal, and I got clarity on what I wanted. I asked myself questions. What do I really want for my life? What are my long-term goals, 5, 10, 20 years from now? The goals that are seemingly impossible and unrealistic and crazy, you know, the goals that I think we need to have. And the Bible says, without a vision, people perish. Something that's compelling and exciting that makes today matter and count, that we can invest today for a better future and tomorrow. When you have a long-term vision for your life, life becomes exciting. You know, oftentimes people say, Stephen, you're successful because you're so motivated, you're so driven, and I'm not. No, the answer is that you just have impotent goals. You haven't yet found your purpose. You haven't yet found goals that really excite you, goals that wake you up early and keep you up late at night. So you got to have that long-term vision, but you got to break that down into short-term goals. We're going to do that here today. I'm going to guide you through a process. Hopefully you follow along and take out a journal, open up your computer and follow along to apply this. But the short-term goals are the milestones, the stepping stones, the goals that over the next 12 months, over the next 6 months, the next 3 months, the next month, you can break that down into bite-sized chunks, specific, measurable, and attainable goals that if you achieve them, are going to lead you towards that ultimate vision that you have for your life. So I truly believe in the power of goal setting. And I'm sure if you're here right now, you're on board with it. But I do want to have a caveat for you. I don't want this to be a video that you watch, you're inspired by, but you don't do anything with. If you actually apply what you learn, it's amazing what can actually happen in your life. Because the only success, the only results that you want come from taking action. It does not come from being passive. So often people that watch a video, people that are here on something like this, they watch, they're inspired, but they don't do anything with it, and their life never changes as a result of that. So let's break that habit. You know, you can rewatch this video if you like, if you want to come back to it, but I encourage you, take out a journal, take out your computer, and write down your goals and go through this process and set and commit to them, and I can promise you your life will transform and you can really achieve whatever it is that you want for your life. So let me share with you the process that I do for myself. I often do this every year. At the start of the year, I love to do this, but this is something you could do every quarter. In my company, we do quarterly meetings with my team, and we set goals for each part of the business. And you can do this for your business, you can do this for your life, but I want to share with you something, a model of how I look at setting goals and how to really master your life. This YouTube channel, my brand, is called Project Life Mastery. And I set that because for me, I have the ambition to improve and master every aspect of my life. And so I have something called the Life Mastery Blueprint. I look at life as broken down into different categories, categories for me that matter. Now for you, it might just be three. It could be health, wealth, relationships. That's maybe how you define the areas of life that you really want to make progress and accomplish great things in. For me, I like to break it down into more than that. So I look at the foundation of everything that allows me to do what I do and allows me to even build my business and achieve and do everything else. The foundation of that is my physical body. So my physical body, my health, my fitness, I always want to make sure I have goals in that area of my life, that I'm always making progress in that area. And so when you're going to set goals for yourself, I recommend that you set goals for each area of life. You first start with your physical body and you ask yourself the question, what do I want to accomplish in my physical body over the next 12 months? Or it could be 6 months, 3 months, 5 years, 10 years, whatever time frame you like. But just for example purposes, let's just say over the next 12 months. And I'll give you some ideas in this video. How about that? I'll give you ideas of goals I've had for my life and goals that can maybe inspire you and give you some ideas for the same. So maybe for your physical body, you realize, you know, my health is my wealth. And part of my goal for this is I want to look better, right? Maybe you want to lose weight. So maybe a goal you have for yourself for the next 12 months is I want to lose 30 pounds. Or maybe you're a skinny kid like me when I was younger and you wanted to gain muscle mass. So for me, I'd maybe have a goal that I want to gain 5 pounds of lean muscle and have a certain body fat percentage. Or maybe for you, it's to really optimize and improve your health. You know, one goal that I have every year is to do some sort of detox, to give my body a break, a rest, and to give my digestive system a rest that spends so much time, my liver, my kidney, everything processing toxins and foods and all that sort of stuff, to give it a rest, to allow it to renew itself, to allow it to focus on healing other parts of my body. So a goal that you might have that I've done before many times is doing maybe a 14-day juice fast or a water fast. Or maybe it's to follow a certain diet. Maybe it's intermittent fasting and you fast 14 to 16 hours a day and you commit to that, doing it 5 or 6 days a week for the next 12 months or the next month. Or maybe it's doing the ketogenic diet, you know, and following that diet and that program that can give you more energy. Or maybe it's to heal your gut and do some sort of program with that. I know for me, one time I, you know, had leaky gut syndrome and I set a goal for myself and I got the resources and took action on it and I was able to clear up my gut, my microbiome. Or I also detoxed mercury and lead toxicity as well. So looking at and exploring, what could you do? What could you set for your physical body over the next 12 months? And what I recommend that you do as you do this process is at the beginning, just brainstorm. Brainstorm. Don't worry about being perfect. Doesn't mean you have to commit to every one of these goals. We can simplify it later. But for now, let's just come up with a list, some desires and ambitions and ideas that you might have that can lead you towards the vision of what you want. Maybe you love yoga. You want to increase your flexibility. Maybe you want to increase your endurance. You want to, you know, go running and you want to increase your cardio. Maybe that could be a goal that you could have for yourself of going on a run 3 days a week or 5 days a week or going to the gym 5 days a week, you know, or committing to an actual an event. I did 2 fitness competitions in my life, and that was an event that would motivate me to get in amazing shape, to get in the best shape of my life. Now, one thing I'll share with you before we go into the other areas of life, and hopefully you're getting ideas as I share this, okay? And by the way, what I want for my life might be totally different than what you want and the next person. There's no right or wrong. It's what you want for yourself and your life, not what your parents want for you, your friends, or what you think you should do. Get clarity on what you want. Only you can answer that, okay? You got to dig deep down within yourself and ask yourself these questions and see what does excite you, what does motivate you, what is something that would make you and your life better. So one thing I'll share with you is I believe there's 2 types of goals. There's result-oriented goals and process-oriented goals. Okay, result and process. A result is you losing 30 pounds, or you gaining 10 pounds of muscle, or you making a certain amount of money, $100,000 in a year, let's say. That's a result. It's great to have results. I'm a very results-oriented person. You want to have results that are specific and measurable. Okay, it's exactly, this is how much fat that I'm going to lose, or this is what it's going to show on the scale. This is how much money that I want to make. And that allows you to measure that so that over the next 12 months, every month or every week, you can check in. You can weigh yourself. You can check your body fat with body fat calipers and take measurements in your body or measure how much money you received. And you can see whether or not you're on track. And having a goal like that that's based on result is an indicator for you to measure it to see whether or not you need to change your approach or change your action plan along the way. Now, the thing with results, though, you don't have full control over the result, do you? You don't fully have control over how much weight you're going to lose or how much money you're going to make. You only have influence at best. You can influence that result. But what leads to that result is a process. So that's why I believe you've got to have process-oriented goals as well. See, most people, they only focus on the result. And oftentimes, when they don't achieve the result, they get discouraged and they give up. They believe they failed. And they make it mean that it didn't work. They make it mean that I'm not good enough. And that pain prevents them from setting new goals in the future. But my friends, as Tony Robbins says, the past does not equal the future. Just because you failed in the past doesn't mean you will again in the future. You know, right now is a brand new moment, a brand new opportunity. You're different. You're better today than you ever were before. You cannot continue to allow the past to define your future. Otherwise, you keep bringing the past baggage into your present and in your future, and then your future looks more like your past. Let's cut off the past. The past is dead and gone. You can't do anything about it. You can learn from it and think about how you can utilize what you learned and maybe analyze why you didn't achieve your goal or what you can do better or try something else or something new. But you always have to have hope and optimism. You can never be pessimistic. So often people that are pessimistic and skeptical, they're really fearful because they're afraid to get their hopes up. They once had goals and dreams and ambitions and they went for it. We've all failed though. We've all been disappointed. We all maybe in school had a crush and they broke our heart. Or you wanted to be on the soccer team and you got picked last, you know, or you tried to do your best for a test in school or an assignment and you got a bad grade. You didn't get what you expected. We all experience pain. We all fail. We all have expectations that are never met. But what the skeptic does, the pessimist, what happens for them is they create so much pain when that event occurs that as a way to protect themselves and to avoid feeling that pain ever again in their life, it's so much easier just to be skeptical and pessimistic and to say, oh, that doesn't work, or that's fake, or that's phony. There's people, they're never that happy. They're you know, putting on a show, and that's not who they really are. They find excuses and reasons to justify their pain and their belief system. But you give up. They settle in their life. And I don't know about you, if you look around the world, most people live in their life half dead. You know, they're alive, but they're not living. They're not passionate about their life because they've given up. And when you realize that the past does not equal the future, you understand, you know what? Right now is a brand new moment. And I'm gonna approach this moment with newness and excitement in my life that anything is possible. And I'm going to go from it. I'll keep learning. And yeah, you're going to fail. You're going to make mistakes. There's going to be pain along the way. But as long as you keep a positive attitude, you know, I think it's Winston Churchill that said that success is going from failure to failure in life without losing enthusiasm along the way. So you've got to have goals that are based on a process. So to lose 30 pounds, what's the process? Maybe that's going to the gym 3 days a week. Great. Set that as a goal. You have control over that. You don't have control over the result. You have absolute control over the process and what you do. And if you do that, I'm going to work out 3 days a week, it will lead to that result of losing 30 pounds. Maybe you got to change up the process. Maybe you got to add a diet to it and implement and improve the process. But if you fall in love with that and you master it, all the results will follow from that. Same thing with making money. You know, maybe you identify to make $100,000, I got to start a business. So the process is, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to invest in this course and go through the process that they teach me and the method of that. I'm going to maybe set up my website. And that would be a goal. That would be a process-oriented goal. You're going to set up your website and you're going to have it done by this date. And you're going to publish a piece of content once a week. Or you're going to launch your product on Amazon. Or you're going to publish your book on Amazon. Those are milestone goals that you set that lead to the result. And if you didn't get the result, you can at least celebrate all the growth and the progress that you made and what you've learned and what you've become. And sometimes people, they come up short. Maybe the goal is to lose 30 pounds, you only lost 20. Does that mean you failed? Of course not. You gotta look at the progress that you made, the habits, the confidence, and everything you gained from that. And all it means is you're just gonna set back the goal a little bit longer, maybe push it back another 3 to 6 months or another year, and improve and optimize your process so that you get there. But here's the truth. Whatever result that you set for your life, it's never gonna make you happy. That's the delusion, the lie that everybody buys into. It'll never make you happy. When you achieve your goal, you'll get a sense momentarily of pleasure and gratification, which is just dopamine in your brain, which is a neurotransmitter that gives you pleasure in the anticipation of a reward. But once you achieve it, it doesn't last. And then sure enough, you look for the next goal, the next goal, the next goal. So many people, they're so focused and obsessed with the result and the outcome that they forget to understand and enjoy the process. As though old cliche goes, I know you know it, you've heard it 1,000 times. It's not the destination, it's the journey. So when you learn and understand you love the journey, it leads to all the results. You don't have to worry about it that much. And myself and my business, I don't worry too much about how much money I'm gonna make. I understand money is the byproduct of contribution. Your income is in direct proportion to your contribution. Because the more that you contribute, the more that I create a product, a service, or add more value, it leads to more money. I've been able to earn millions of dollars because I've impacted millions of people around the world. And if I want to make more money, I got to focus on more impact. More impact, more value, solve more problems, meet more needs, help people accomplish their goals. Money follows that. And by the way, it's the same thing in your career. If you've got a job, you work for a company because of the value that you provide. You're getting paid for your time. You're giving value to help the company by helping your employer make his life easier, or to solve a problem, or to help generate more sales or revenue for that business. And in exchange, you make money for that. If you want to make more money, become more valuable, improve your skills, add more value, work more hours, contribute more to the business, help the business grow and make more money. And then you get a promotion, you get more responsibility, you make more money as a result through adding value, which is a process. So the process, my friends, I want to make sure, I'm really trying to drive this point home. I know this is going to be a long video, but it's powerful and necessary and important. I'm not just going to give you the result. Here's how you set a goal. I want to give you the process, and the process, even though it's not as sexy, can change your life. It can change your life, this mindset that I'm giving you. So you want to set both result goals and process goals. Let's go back to other aspects of your life. We talked about your physical body. Great. Brainstorm, take out your journal, write down a few ideas for that. The next area of your life is your mind and your emotions. Your mental and emotional well-being, the source of your happiness and your joy. I mean, if you think about it, your physical body is the foundation. If you're sick, if you're ill, if you're physically disabled, that's gonna limit everything else that you try to do and experience in your life. If you don't have energy in your life, how are you gonna even pursue your goals? Most people are tired after they come home from work, that they have no energy to put into their relationship or to their career or their future. That's why health is always the foundation, that it's like the vehicle that you got to take good and amazing care of that vehicle if you want to get more mileage out of it, if you want it to perform at a higher level. That's what your body is. It's like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. You got to take care of it, okay? But mind and emotions is part of that self-care, is to make sure that you nurture yourself, that with your mind, you're feeding your mind with positivity. So maybe a goal that you have for yourself is that you're going to read a book every month. If you read 10 pages a day, that's 300 pages a month of a great nonfiction book, a book that can help you solve your problem of what you're going through right now, or help you achieve, one of your goals that you have in your life, that you can extract from other people that have what you want and their lifetime of wisdom, and you can upload that to your brain. That's pretty incredible. That's a fantastic goal to have. So maybe it's reading every day, and maybe it's the goal of, I want to read a book a month. That's 12 books a year. You know, it can really make a huge impact in the quality of your life. Or maybe for you, emotionally, is to feel a sense of gratitude every day. To take out a journal, just write down 3 things that you're grateful for in your life. To focus on what you already have. To focus on the good and the beauty of your life. What would that do for your emotional well-being if you did that every day? And if you set that as a goal? Or maybe it's creating a morning ritual that consists of many different habits that could really empower you. Maybe it's meditation, that every day you're going to spend 10 minutes meditating and calming your mind and feeling a sense of presence in your life. What would it be for you? What are some things you can do for your mind and your emotions? Maybe it's doing affirmations every day. That's one thing I love. I take out quotes or write out phrases. I put them on flashcards and I say out loud again and again, whatever I want to condition in my mind. Or maybe every day it's just reading out your goals, reading them out and focusing on them and focusing on what you want for your life. And that can be part of your morning ritual and a habit that you do for yourself. Maybe it's finding a therapist. Maybe you've been through trauma, you've been through difficult times in your life, and you have things that are not healed yet, and you need to get help with that. And I believe the value of always getting help, you know, not being afraid to, it's a sign of not weakness, a sign of strength, to humble yourself and say, you know what, I need help. I can't solve things on my own, so I'm going to find a professional that can help me with that. So maybe it's therapy, you know, maybe it's a new practice in your life, something that can really enrich your life or help you mentally and emotionally. Maybe it's singing, maybe it's dancing, you know, maybe it's anything that you want, something that can really enrich yourself and make yourself feel good every day. If there's a specific emotion, you know, every day I want to feel happier. Okay, great. Maybe you can set a goal for yourself that every day I'm going to focus on one thing that makes me happy or three things that make me happy in my life. Or maybe you want to create more passion in your life. You want to condition that as your emotional home. So every day thinking, what are three things I'm passionate about in my life? And focusing on it, feeling it, and experiencing it. There's so many things you can do for yourself to really master this aspect of your life. And it's such an important area. I believe that if everybody did this, you know, the world would be a much better place because we wouldn't be reacting out of negativity and pain and suffering as often we see on the internet. People are unhappy with themselves and their life. And so a way for them to feel good in the moment is to bring other people down. It gives them a sense of significance. It's like a bully. It makes you feel important and special by tearing down someone else. It's really someone that hasn't mastered their mental and their emotional well-being. So setting goals in that aspect of your life as well, I think, is incredibly important and valuable. It could be an event. Maybe it's doing a meditation retreat. Maybe there's a course or a resource that can help you. I've got a course called Morning Ritual Mastery. I can link to it below, morningritualmastery.com. You know, maybe it's conditioning beliefs or overcoming limiting beliefs that you have in your life that you want to do and work on every single day that can help you become more and better. Okay? So that's your mind and your emotion. You know, we are creatures of social creatures, and so connecting with other human beings is incredibly important. So maybe setting a goal, if you're single, attracting the man or woman that you want in your life. Setting a goal, maybe this year you're going to find and attract your soulmate. Maybe you're going to take out a journal and get clarity on exactly who you want in your life and what are the most important qualities that you want in that partner, in that relationship. Maybe it's setting up your online dating profile and reaching out to people every week and setting a goal around that. Maybe, you know, when I was single, I was going out several days a week, 4 days a week, and going to nightclubs and going to coffee shops and putting myself in proximity with women that I wanted to attract into my life and approaching them and initiating conversation. And maybe it's going on a date once a month or once a week. Maybe that's a goal that you set for yourself. Or maybe it's improving your confidence, which could also be tied to your emotions and mindset, by the way. Maybe you want to improve your confidence. Maybe it's improving and overcoming anxiety to approach someone or overcoming stress in your life. Or maybe it's some sort of addiction that's holding you back. That's back to maybe mind and emotions. But in terms of relationship, becoming more charismatic, improving your personality. I remember for me, I did improv classes because I was so shy and I was afraid to speak in public. So I signed up for improv classes and public speaking classes. And that actually helped me become more confident in social settings and meeting and approaching women. Or maybe if you're in a relationship, maybe it's setting a ritual of date night every Friday. You know, planning a romantic date for you and your partner. Or maybe it's, you know, maybe it's making love more often. You know, or maybe it's practicing a new habit in your relationship of gratitude for one another. You know, one thing that Tatiana and I do, we have a jar and we write on post-it notes one thing, one magic moment that we share together, or one special moment, or one special message, and we take it, we put it in the jar. And then a month later, we just spend some time, we go through the jar, we just pull out random notes and read them and reflect, and it just makes us feel so incredible, so rich. You know, or maybe for you in a relationship, it's practicing eye gazing. That every night before you go to bed, you and your partner practice a meditation. You look in each other's eyes, you focus on your breath and being fully present, and just looking into each other's eyes and feeling the connection and the intimacy that you can really share and surrendering fully to your partner. Maybe you have blocks in your relationship, pain in the past that you haven't healed yet. It's not complete yet. And you got to practice forgiveness and letting go. And maybe it is therapy, maybe it's getting help, or maybe it's some sort of work on learning how to surrender and open your heart. Or maybe you can't find love because you've got things that are holding on to that getting hurt, and you're trying to protect yourself and you're pushing people away and repelling them. Maybe it's working on your attitude and being positive to attract people, because no one's attracted to someone that's negative and unhappy and depressed and complains and is dramatic. So much you can do there in a relationship. Another aspect of your life to set goals in would be your career or your business. If you have a career, maybe it's developing new skills that you can set goals for. If you have a business, maybe skills, maybe launching your business, launching a new product, improving a certain part of your business. Financially, setting a goal, how much money you want to make, how much money you want to save this year, and breaking that down. Maybe every single month you got to save this amount of money, or paying off debt and breaking that down, and that's the goal, and being specific, this is how much debt that I'm going to pay off. Maybe it's learning about investing and educating yourself more about the topic of money, something we never learned in school, right? We got to educate ourselves on. How about your social life? Fun, family, friends. What are some goals there? Maybe it's planning a trip with your friends and family, you know, where you hang out and connect and really create some incredible moments that you'll never forget. Maybe it's just showing your friends and family how much you really love them and appreciate them. Maybe it's once a week getting on a call and connecting and polishing up their memories and asking them questions that make them feel good, giving them a gift rather than just trying to take all the time. You know, asking your parents, getting on a call and just asking them, you know, what are some of the happiest moments of your life? What are the most proud moments of your life? What are some of the greatest accomplishments of your life? Questions they never thought about before that allow them to freshen up their memory and really gives them the gift of being able to focus on some great moments of their life. Maybe goals like that. I don't know. Maybe it's making more friends. I mean, I'm crazy, some of the things you might be hearing from me, but you know, I'm a crazy guy. I think, you know, crazy people are the ones that change the world. So what are things there in your, you know, maybe it's a new a hobby, learning dance or singing or a sport. You know, I play basketball every day, and Tatiana and I practice dance. We have a dance teacher, and you know, we're practicing a dance for our wedding. So there's things like that that we do. So whatever it is that you want for yourself, but I think it's important to set goals that are fun too. Maybe it's getting a new phone or a new purse or something, you know, new car, something like that too. That could also be fun and exciting for you too. And then how about your spiritual life? Your spirituality, which for me is the most important aspect of life, you know, starts with the health and the emotions and all that, but that's all material and physical. When I look at the Life Mastery Blueprint, I always put the spirituality is beyond myself. It's eternal. It's not physical, it's metaphysical. And so maybe for you, it's connecting with God every day. Maybe it's through prayer. Maybe it's reading spiritual text. For me, what I do is I speak to God every day through prayer, but I also let God speak to me every day by reading the Bible. And maybe for you, you have different religious beliefs, or maybe none at all. Maybe it's New Age spirituality. That's okay. You know, whatever you believe in, practicing that in your life and cultivating a practice to raise your consciousness, to feel more love and more forgiveness and more compassion for others. Or maybe it's just giving and contributing in your life, setting goals around that. You know, for me, every year I build schools. And, you know, usually I like to travel to the country, whether it's Kenya and Ethiopia, and I build the school, you know, and I put it together. And it's one of the most magical, most rewarding things that, you know, you can do in life. Or building houses. I've done that in El Salvador, rather, in Nicaragua, in other parts of the world. And, you know, it's so rewarding to do that. Or maybe just setting the habit of being a giver in your life and not just a taker, and living in abundance rather than scarcity. So maybe you set a goal for yourself, you know, every week I'm going to do an act of kindness, a random act of kindness to a stranger, someone I can't get anything back from. Maybe it's giving to a homeless person. Maybe it's finding someone on YouTube that's trying to build their channel, and just leaving them a beautiful message and just supporting them. That can do wonders for someone else's life. It can make their day. Giving someone a compliment, maybe finding a stranger once a week and going to a coffee shop, or maybe it's online, and approaching them and saying, hey, you know what? I know this sounds crazy. I know this sounds weird. I know you don't know me, but listen, I just noticed you, and I just want to say you're an amazing human being. You know, you have an amazing energy about yourself, and I just want to really want to wish you an amazing day. Or maybe it's giving them a compliment on their hair or their outfit or who they, you know, whatever it might be. Maybe people in your life that you know. But adding value and contributing, what would that do for your life as well as other people's lives? See, I believe in creating a balance in your life. This is what life mastery is. It's mastering and growing and expanding in every aspect of your life. And as you do that, you raise yourself in this world and you're no longer playing small as most people are. Most people, they're playing small. They're hiding out. They're sitting on the bench watching other people in the actual game. I want to get you in the game. That's why hopefully you've got your journal, you're taking notes and coming up with ideas and you're not being passive. Being passive never leads to any success, because to be successful, you have to be in action. And you got to implement immediately when you learn something. This world we live in of YouTube and content information overload is a disservice in a lot of cases, because it gets people in analysis paralysis. It conditions being in a passive state. I believe for every 1 hour that you spend learning, you got to put 3 hours into action. You apply that formula, that ratio, watch what happens to your life. So, I digress. Each area of your life, make a list of goals. Make a list of goals, result goals, process goals, and then go on to the next step. Make your goals SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and with a timeline. So oftentimes people, they set goals, but they're too general, they're too vague. You know, if you say, I want to make more money this year, great, here's a dollar, get out of here. You made more money, but is that really a dollar what you want? Let's get clear on exactly what that amount of money is. So let's be specific. How much money do you want to make this year? How much weight do you want to lose or gain? How many days in the week or in the month are you going to work out? Are you going to meditate? Are you going to do your morning ritual? Get clarity on that and make sure that it's measurable, so you can check in on a regular basis to see, have I done it or have I not done it? Okay, you can actually check if I haven't done it. Okay, what can I learn? What can I do better from that? If I have done it, great, celebrate that. Whatever gets rewarded gets repeated in your life. And then move on to the next step. Is it attainable and realistic? Your short-term goals, you want them to be attainable. Your long-term goals, you want them to be unrealistic. If you set unrealistic goals in the short term, you're setting yourself up to fail. When you fail and come up short time and time again, you're frustrated, you're discouraged, and then soon enough you give up. The brain thinks, why even try? Why even set goals? Make your goals attainable. Like when I first started my business, my first goal is just to make $1. $1, that's it. Something that I knew that I could win and achieve. And by achieving that, it wasn't the amount of money, it's what it meant. It's what it symbolized to me, that I set and achieved something. I did what I said I was gonna do, and that gave me confidence and momentum. Then I set the next goal. I'm gonna make $100 in a month. And I achieved that, and then I set the next goal. I'm gonna make $1,000 in a month. And then I achieved that, and $2,000. And then $5,000, oh my God, $60,000 in a year. And I achieved that. And every goal, every milestone I hit, it gave me more confidence, more momentum. But if I had set from the beginning, I'm gonna make $60,000 a year, that's gonna be too overwhelming. Let's break it down first and slowly get there. Something that I know that I can achieve and that I can hit. And then I set $10,000 a month. And then I set $20,000 a month, $40,000 a month. And I just kept scaling it up to, you know, making millions of dollars in a year. It's incredible, but it all started small. That's how things start, small. Isn't that how your life started? Small. Isn't that how your career started? Small. Isn't that how your business started? Something small. Everything starts small, and you get momentum, you grow, and you expand upon that. So specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and realistic in the sense that you have a sense of belief. Do you believe you can achieve this? If the answer is no, make it more believable and achievable. If you don't believe you can do it, you're not gonna take any action. Okay, so you have to have a belief. If you don't believe it, you're just going to sit around, oh, I can't do it. You're going to have doubt. You're going to have insecurity around it. You're not going to do it. So as long as your belief is there for the goal, then that's a goal that you should set. And then having a timeline. When are you going to achieve this goal by? What's the date? What's the deadline? If you don't have a deadline, most often people don't take any action. So you got to have a deadline for it. I mean, think about in school. Think about the deadline your teacher gives you for the assignment or for the project. The deadline makes it accountable, makes today matter, so you gotta do today. If your deadline is 7 days from now, then every single day over those 7 days matters. So you gotta be proactive and use that. If you don't have a deadline, then you know there's no reason for you to do anything. So a deadline is so important. You gotta have that. When are you gonna achieve it by? 12 months from now, 6 months? Put the exact specific date on what that is and have that as a reminder. Now, once you have your goals, the next step is you write them out, you get clarity and make them more specific, and I also recommend make them compelling and exciting. I like the language of my goals. I will easily make $100,000 a year by December 31st, 2021. Okay? It's specific and it's compelling. I will easily. Why do I say it that way? It excites me, makes me feel good. Whatever words and language you want to use that excite you, apply that. Okay? There's no right or wrong. Whatever makes it sexy and fun and motivates you, makes you feel excited to pursue it. So write out your goals. Okay? Have a list of them. The next step is to then really identify out of this list, what are the most important goals I want to focus on? See, how many goals you should have is really different based on the individual. You know, if you're overwhelmed easily and intimidated by having a lot of goals, then just set a few. Maybe set one goal for each aspect of your life, or one goal and maybe two goals with a process to it. You know, and maybe that's enough, especially over the next 12 months. But other people, they can set a lot. You know, for me, I've been guilty of having a lot of goals and sometimes too many. But at times I have 100 goals that I'm working towards. And I built myself up to that. Everyone has a different capacity. I'm able to, doesn't mean that you can. Maybe you got to build up to that. I've been doing this for over 16 years. So, you know, I started off small. But I want you to look at your list. What are the most important ones out of this list? Don't overwhelm yourself. What are the ones that are most important? There's something called the 80-20 principle, the Pareto principle. It says that 20% of your actions or goals will lead to 80% of the results. So out of your maybe top 10 goals that you have, what are the top two? What are the top three? Okay, those are the ones that I really want you to focus on and prioritize and still make progress on the other ones, but those ones I think will make the biggest difference in your life, the biggest impact. Now, the next thing I want you to do for each of your goals that you've narrowed down is ask yourself this question: why do I want this? Why do I want this goal? What will this give me? What's the benefit? What's the pleasure that I'll get from this? I want you to start to have an empowering reason for achieving this. The reasons are the fuel for the fire. The more reasons, the more motivated you'll be. So why do you want to achieve this goal? What will this give you? What are all the benefits you'll get from achieving this? What's the ultimate pleasure you'll have from achieving this goal? See, you want to link in your mind pleasure to these goals, not pain. People procrastinate because they link pain to whatever it is they need to do, so they don't do it. When you link pleasure to it, you enjoy it. The process becomes fun and enjoyable for you. It's a lot more effortless to achieve what you want. So what's the benefit? What's the pleasure? Why do I want this? Maybe even asking the question, what will happen in my life if I don't do this? If I don't achieve this? What's the consequence of not achieving this goal in my life? See, we can be driven by pleasure towards something, but also pain, what we want to avoid. We'll do more to avoid pain short term than the desire to have pleasure. So when you link in your mind, man, if I don't change my body, it's going to mean that I'm going to be overweight. It's going to mean that I might get cancer or heart disease, or I might get coronavirus, or my immune system is going to be weakened, or I'm going to have a less quality of life. I'm going to be tired and exhausted. And maybe you decide, you know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired in my life. That's my reason for doing this, right? So what's the pain and consequence as well? Do that for each area of your life. Maybe it's for your financial freedom. What will that will give me? Why do I want that? I want to be free. I want to do what I want, when I want, with whomever I want. I want to live a life of no limits. I want to buy whatever I want. I want to be able to quit my job and pursue my passions in life. Or I want to travel the world. I want to buy the house that I want. Or I never again want to be in debt. Or I don't want to work for someone else. I want to live life on my terms, right? What are those reasons that will propel you? So do that for each of your goals, okay? This is going to spark you. This is what's going to motivate you, that anytime along the journey you're not motivated, you're discouraged, you're frustrated, all you got to do is just remind yourself, why do I want this, and pull that out. Now, once you have that for each of your goals, the next step is you're going to write down your action plan. What are the actions you need to take to achieve this goal? What are the resources that are available that can help you achieve this? That's a great question to ask that I always do. What are the resources for my body? Is there personal trainers out there? Are there courses? Are there programs? Is there a method that's already been proven that I can invest in and follow that? Are there books? What are the resources that can contribute to make this goal possible for me if other people have already achieved it? If I want to build a business, I don't ever think I'm smart enough to figure it out on my own. I'm not that smart. I don't know. Maybe you are. But for me, what's gotten me to where I am today is I find people that I can learn from. Okay, they've got a course. Amazing. I can buy the course. They have a process and a method. I can model them and go through that process, and I can accelerate to achieve that goal. right? Or who's a mentor, who's maybe a mastermind, or maybe I need an accountability buddy, someone that also shares the same goal. We can keep each other on track and support each other along the way, right? What are the resources that can help you for each goal? And I like to create what is called a could-do list, not a to-do list. A could-do list is, what are all the things I could do to achieve this? So when you have a could-do list, your brain comes up with more options, more ideas. Oh, well, you know, if I want to change my body, well, I could do this diet, I could do that diet, I could do this workout program, I could do this one, that one. And then once you have your list, you just got to focus on, okay, what are the key actions here out of this list? And formulate your plan of attack, your plan of action. And out of that plan, that list that you eventually make from your action plan, apply the 80-20 principle. Out of this list, what's the highest priority? What's the most important thing that I could do on this list that will help me build my business, that will help me create financial freedom, that can help me master my emotional well-being, that can help me attract the woman or the man that I want, that can help me take my relationship to the next level? What's the most important thing on that list? Okay, that's going to be the main action you want to implement, because not all actions and activities are equal. See, a lot of people, they mistaken activity with achievement. There's a lot of people that are active. You can spend your time on social media and respond to emails. You're not going to make money from that. There's certain things of creating a product and launching it and marketing it. That's what's going to produce sales. You know, so what are the actions? Maybe it's doing sales calls every day. Maybe it's investing in something. Maybe it's creating one piece of content every day. Maybe it's going to the gym 3 days a week. Maybe it's yoga twice a week. You know, maybe it's a morning ritual every day that you do of meditation. I don't know what it is, but create an action plan for each one of these goals. And if you do that, you're set up for success. You're set up for success, guys. You really are. You know what you want. You know why you want it. You got a plan. And now all you got to do is execute on it. And if you get discouraged, if you lack motivation, go back to your why. Make it more exciting, more juicy, more compelling. Make your goal even better in a way, and think about it more, dream about it, focus on it. I recommend you take this list of goals and you print it and you put it on your wall. You read it and you focus on it every day. The more you focus on it, the more you move towards it. Where focus goes, energy flows. Whatever you focus on, you attract and manifest in your life. You focus on your problems, you get more of that. You focus on what you want, you get more of that. So focus every day on this. Every day, these are your goals, commit to them fully. And check in on your goals on a regular basis. Maybe it's every week, you review it. You do a quick check-in. Where am I at with my body? Where am I at with my mind and my emotions? Where am I at with my relationship? Have I been doing this? Where am I? And measure it to see the progress you're making. And the progress you're making, acknowledge it and celebrate it. And if it's not fast enough, or if it's not getting to where you want to go, then you got to look at your action plan and modify it, improve it, find other resources, try new things. Or maybe you got to change your goal. Maybe your goal is too unrealistic or too unattainable, and you got to break it down more in a way that you can achieve it. That's the process of success that I just gave you. If something doesn't work, you change your approach. If that doesn't work, what do? Change your approach. If that doesn't work, what do? Change your approach. If that doesn't work, what do? Change your approach. And if that doesn't work, what do? You change your approach. If all of that you tried didn't work, then what do? You change your approach. You keep changing your approach until you get what you want. Okay? When an airplane takes off and they go to a destination, most of the time the airplane is off course. With the wind and all of that stuff, it's off course, but it's always course adjusting. It's always course correcting to get to the destination. It's the same thing with you. You're going to get off track, but you always got to adjust course as you go and focus on the destination of what you want and why you want it. You keep focusing on that. Don't get distracted by all the bullshit, the drama and the gossip and the haters and the trolls and the comments and all that. Ignore all of that. Be focused and be locked in. I don't spend any time on that. I don't get caught up in any of the drama and things that don't serve and empower my life. You know, I'm just so focused on what I want and creating the life that I want and enjoying the life along the way. You know, and oftentimes we get so sidetracked and distracted. You got to eliminate that, especially in this crazy world that we live in. There's so many distractions on YouTube and on social media and whatnot, and most of it doesn't empower your life. When you have a purpose for your life, all of that will disappear because, you know, people that just spend their time aimlessly on YouTube and spend time commenting and trolling and all that sort of stuff, they just don't have a purpose. That's why they have the time to do all that stuff. You know, they don't have direction. They don't have something they're committed to. People that are doing great things, they're committed to something big in their life. They don't have time to engage in all that nonsense. You know, I don't have time to even caught up. I don't even have time to think about any of that stuff. It's just like, boom, move on. Like, what do I want? Like, what can I do to enjoy and celebrate my life and create more of what I really want in my life? So listen, I gave you guys a lot. I just dumped the kitchen sink on you guys and just really probably overloaded you with so much when it comes to setting and achieving goals. But my hope and my prayer and the purpose, and hopefully you sense that in my sincerity and my passion in this video, is I'm really trying to serve. I'm really trying to help you in your life, pass on this information that was given to me that I invested a lot to learn. And if I can enrich your life with this and help you create what you want in your life, man, that would be so incredible. I just feel so blessed because what I'm sharing with you helped me create the life I have today. And I love my life and I continue to strive for even more and enjoyment in my life. Because I believe that if you could have a happier life, then should you? Of course. If you could be more free in your life, then should you pursue that? Of course. If you could have more love, then should you? Of course. If you can make more money, then should you? Of course. If you can make more impact, should you? Of course. If you can create more connection with God, then should you? Of course. As human beings, our purpose is to grow. Growth is a key need that every human being has. If we're not growing, then we're dying. And I want to remind you of an important lesson, which is whatever you achieve, your goals will never make you happy. Only momentarily. That true happiness comes from who you become and what you give. It's not what you get in life. It's who you become. It's what you give and contribute. You focus on that, you'll have a rich life. So I really appreciate your time today. It really means a lot you gave me this time. I've been talking for 45 minutes. I don't take that for granted. And hopefully I was able to over-deliver for you. And listen, if you need access from me and more resources, here on my YouTube channel, you can subscribe for more. Or go to my website, www.projectlifemastery.com, and check out my courses. I got programs and resources I can help you. I've helped thousands and thousands of people now achieve their goals in building their online business or their morning rituals or improving every aspect of their life. And that's the mission, the purpose that I have for me. So if you want more from me, I'll link to that below in the description. But I want to thank you so much and I can't wait to hear about your goals. Please leave a comment below. But I can't wait especially to hear about the goals that you do accomplish and how your life transforms the better of setting and achieving goals. God bless you. Thank you and take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.